Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. So psychologists call them memes, you know, things that sort of grab your memory, attach themselves to your brain, and you can't get them out of your brain. One of our listeners actually called these holiday earworms, holiday songs you can't get out of your head.
Hi, this is Chris calling from Dartmouth, and the Christmas song I can't get out of my head is Susie Snowflake, and I blame my wife for that because she plays it too much.
Here comes Susie Snowflake dressed in a snow white gown, tap, tap, tapping at your window pane to tell you she's in town.
The question is, how did that ever get into your brain in the first place? 8778 my take or my take at thetakeaway.org. These are great.
I love how he blames his wife. It's all her fault. We're going to talk about something called the 15 below jacket, and it's not a new designer fad. It's the brainchild of a Canadian designer, a state-of-the-art jacket just waiting for newspapers to insulate the wearer. Steve Mickelin came up with the idea to help the homeless. He is the creative director for the ad agency Taxi, and he's donating 3,000 of these coats this season, and he joins us from Toronto. Good morning and welcome, Steve.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Okay, let's start with how you tested this jacket. You spent some time in a meat locker. How long and what was that like?
Well, it was boring. 8 hours sitting in a meat locker and standing there watching guys work because they store meat there. But the first 4 hours was at about 20 below zero. And then the last hour was at 40 below zero in the blast freezer. I was so bored I had to find something new to do. So that was a bit of an insight into how it must be to be a homeless guy on the street at night. Boring.
Did your jacket keep you warm?
Yeah, it did. And the irony of this is there was a paramedic there who took my vital signs every 45 minutes, starting just before I went into the locker and all the way through. And by the end of it, he went into the blast freezer. He got frostbite, but my signs stayed stable for the whole 8 hours.
Okay, now let's go to the beginning. How did you come up with this idea, and then describe the jacket?
Well, the idea was born out of a challenge that came from our chairman, Paul Lavoie. We were celebrating 15 years in business, and he wanted an idea that would give back to the community. I was walking home from a Raptors game one night with my son, and we had courtside seats that were given to us for free. They're hundreds of dollars, and we were laughing about that, and halfway home, we see a homeless guy, and he stops to give the guy money. And I say, come on, it's cold. Let's keep going. And he says to me, why do you sometimes give money, sometimes don't? Why don't you just help this guy out? And he got me thinking, and that was where the idea started.
So how did you design? Where do you begin with something like this?
Well, to be honest, there was a bit of irony in the whole thing, creating a jacket that could be insulated with newspapers. And, of course, we do advertising, and I thought, wouldn't it be funny if our ads were the insulation? That way they'd work twice as hard. And essentially that was kind of what made it interesting for us. And then,
were you surprised to find out that newspaper is one of the best kinds of insulation? It almost sounds counterintuitive. It's just paper.
It is, but when it's reduced in size, it becomes cellulose, and it becomes something very, very dense. And the smaller it gets, the denser it gets with small air pockets to act as an insulator. It's really easy to work with, obviously, but the number of things that we discovered along the way, including that, were kind of eerie. For example, in Canada, on November 15th to April 15th, the government issues cold weather alerts when the temperature drops to 15 below zero. And here we are celebrating our 15th anniversary. And in the end, coincidentally, the coat ended up with 15 pockets. And that was a total coincidence because we eliminated one of the pockets in the hood at the very during the last prototype. Kind of weird.
What is the danger here of creating a jacket that is functionally fabulous and definitely goes to the issue of surviving in cold weather in places like Toronto, but becomes more like the, you know, prison garb where it immediately identifies you as a homeless person and therefore would be unattractive as a result?
Well, it's pretty discreet. It's just a black jacket that could look like a windbreaker and with virtually no branding on it. So unlike a fluorescent prison guard that I think says prison on the back, it's pretty discreet, and I don't think would be something that people would say, hey, wait a minute, that guy must be homeless because look at his jacket. You wouldn't really notice it in that way.
Well, you wouldn't, but what do the homeless say?
Well, you know what? I would have to ask them that question.
As a designer, that's probably something you ought to do, though, right?
Yeah, well, you know, we did do a lot of research on this project. We talked to different social agencies about what was something that homeless people could use, and there was various things, socks, hats, a coat. And I guess, you know, to be honest, to make a coat available, it has to be made in one design, so I guess that's the price you pay.
So describe the jacket. You say it's sort of like a windbreaker.
Yeah, it's basically it's a 365 days a year jacket. It's waterproof, and it's got grommets under the armpits for breathability. It's got two liners, 15 pockets. There's one on the back that actually reverses out and becomes a backpack. So during the summer months, you can actually carry the jacket on your back. It has straps. It's got a beard guard on the zipper. The zippers are all waterproof. There's about six pull tabs to tighten it up for air penetration, and pockets inside the hoods, as well as the sleeves and the back and the front and pretty well everywhere.
And it basically folds up. I've seen one. It folds up very small, so you can almost stick it in your pocket.
Not quite in your pocket, but you can. It does fold up to a small pillow size.
Okay, Steve Mikulin, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, my pleasure.
Great
stuff. It's warmer down there than it is up here.
Not much. We're suffering right alongside with you. Listen, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Steve Mikulin is from the ad agency Taxi, and he is one of the designers of the 15 Below jacket.